Oh my God, it's less than 24 hours to go until the catwalk starts to go down for the Hockley Traders Isle of Hockley Fashion Show. And of all the 230 tickets, all of them have been snapped up. And we've got a waiting list of 30, which is just amazing. It does mean I now have a waiting list to manage because I feel terrible that these people can't actually get into the venue. But if you're listening to this and you've got your ticket, please come along and it's going to be amazing. The day before the event, gathering together all those bits and pieces that will just make behind the scenes go as smoothly and as stress-free as possible. So I'm now heading to B&Q to get a big stack of gaffer tape because we have a very, very long red carpet acting as our catwalk, and that red carpet has to be taped down so that nobody falls over it with their lovely pints. And shots, because of Bar Bar, a fab deal. £1.50, well, no, £2, and you get a bottle of beer and a shot. Great deal. So, we had our final meeting last night, which was interesting. But we have a fashion show, and we have models, and those shops that are taking part do have clothes to walk down the catwalk in. Dressing room might be in a little disarray, but we're very lucky to have Caroline from Pink and Lily, who's got a little bit of experience at sort of organising the back end of fashion shows, being a fashion tutor at NTU, I believe. So that's good to have on board. We've got Mark Burrows, who Derbyshire company, Word of Mouth Creative, who's voiceover. Has done voiceover for Notts Trent FM, various other great voice, and he's going to be our compere guiding us through the evening. There's bloggers and media students coming to film. Phil Campbell will be on the scene just doing what he does best in his street geek urban jacket, or his nomad jacket, as he likes it to be called. So if you see Phil with his jacket, just ask him, what do you have in your jacket, Phil? Because he will delight in showing you all these fantastic little pockets that house all the little bits of technology that means he no longer has to carry a big chunky backpack when he's not carrying a laptop around, which is really cool. And that was done by a local company as well, Example, who are taking part in the fashion show, which also promises to just be phenomenal. I can't wait to see their outfits because they've all been made especially for the night. It's a real treat there. But one of the designers working out of Example has designed that jacket for him, bespoke, so a one-off, just like Mr. Phil Campbell himself. And fashion show is going to happen. Grace Walker from the charity shop has made a sterling job at coordinating the whole thing from inside. We've been round all the shops trying to get people's music. That's starting to come together, so we'll have a nice list. So great venue, Bar Bar, and the venue is what it is. It's a pub. It's not going to be a catwalk traditional venue. You are going to experience the whole space of Bar Bar, and it's going to be a great night. Resident DJ, who I'm assured is absolutely spectacular, from Andy Dunn, who is the manager of Bar Bar. And if we get the gaffer tape, it doesn't matter if it all falls apart because we can hold it together, because gaffer tape is the analogy of Star Wars. It has a dark side and it has a light side, and it holds the universe together.
If you got a ticket and you can't come, give it up. That's what she says.
Well, I can still add some to the... Yes, I might do that, actually. So, if you have a ticket and you aren't able to come, you've booked it through Eventbrite, do log on and release your ticket, and that way we can let people off the waiting list get their tickets. If you've got a printed ticket from any of the stores and you can't make it, do give them a call and tell them that you can't make it, or take your ticket back into them. So I'm looking forward to seeing the pace packed to the rafters and clapping and cheering as these fantastic independent stores of Hockley parade their fashion for your delight.